The Inslee community is comprised of six neighborhoods, which include Inslee, Sherman Heights, Oak Ridge, Wylam, Tuxedo, and Dolomite. I knew the area that I wanted to focus on, which was the downtown Inslee area. So I just started cruising the neighborhood and talking to folks who were out on the street. I went into the barbershop that was across the street from where the three officers were shot last year and just started having a conversation.
Tell me a little about the history of Inslee. There were steel mills in Inslee at one time before they were shut down, and there are some who don't know that Inslee had quite a diverse population at one time as well.
It did. The steel mills attracted a lot of different types of people for job opportunities. There was a large Italian population as well as African American, and they all lived in that area. And what was really interesting that I found, there's a lot of churches in Inslee still today, but back then during the steel mill era, there were a lot of different shops. And because of the different ethnic groups, each group had their own stores that they would go to. So there were a lot of different delis and doctors and banks that catered to one individual group of people.
There is a rich musical heritage in Inslee as well. Jazz and rhythm and blues, Motown. I know Paul Williams and Eddie Kendricks used to cruise the neighborhoods. You know, the Temptations mm-hmm. used to cruise the neighborhoods of Inslee. And of course, most of us are aware of Tuxedo Junction there as well. Do you think Inslee's gotten a fair rap over the years as an important place in music history?
I think it's overlooked a lot because that time was so rich, and when Erskine Hawkins went to New York and did the recording at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, he did bring a lot of celebrity to the Inslee area. And since then, and since the streetcars stopped rolling, since Tuxedo Junction closed down, it hasn't really had the same type of attention, and it hasn't really claimed its place in musical history that it deserves. If you go to the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame, you will see that, but that's pretty much the extent of what people know and how they acknowledge the rich jazz history in Inslee.
Just a drive through Inslee shows that many streets and a lot of the buildings have fallen into disrepair over there, and it has a reputation as a place where you don't just wander around. You don't want to do that in some parts of Inslee. How difficult was it for you to do some digging around?
That's a very good question. Going out there initially, the Post-Herald didn't have a presence there. The only time that we had gone out there to do any reporting is when something bad happens. Case in point, when the three officers were killed last summer, I think every media was out there for a number of days, and then when it was over, they left. And that's part of the reason why we wanted to do this in-depth look into the Inslee community, because we thought it was unfair that only one side of the community was being portrayed in the media. So when I initially went over there knocking on doors, people were kind of skeptical, and they thought that this was, you know, an attempt to portray that stigma that they have. It was really the photographer and myself telling them, look, we want to tell your story. This is not our story. This is your history. This is where you live. This is your life, your experience. And that's what we want to get across to people who don't live in Inslee and who only know it by its reputation.
What did you learn in this series that you didn't already know?
Me not being a native of Birmingham, I didn't know a lot about this neighborhood or the community itself.
Where are you from?
Originally New York, New York City. Just the strong history and the strong connection that the people who still live there have to their community through its ups and downs. The people who live there are still very loyal to their community, and they want to see it return to the heyday, the high times of Tuxedo Junction and when it had a strong economic base from the steel mills. They want to see that come back.
All right. Aileen Torres, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.